Welcome to another episode of Men Talk About. This is your host, Paul Newell. Thanks for tuning in. I'm glad you're here. And after listening to this podcast, I finally come to the conclusion and actually truth that I am a really curious person. I like to know how people think and how people tick. And I think that's one of the reasons I like doing this podcast, because I get to talk to different people, hear different perspectives, thoughts, stories, insight. And this podcast is one of those scenarios my guest is a very focused individual. And I wanted, I'm glad I have him on. I got the opportunity to chop it up with him about what focus means to him and then what development is for him. And the great thing about this, you know, if this is the first time you're coming to this podcast is for men and masculine energies. It's about men's development, men's inner work, men's education. It's an opportunity for men to learn what focus or what different topics can be for them. This isn't about like you need to do it this way or that way. It's about providing men with tools for them to step into their leadership, for them to step into their development, their education, and their inner work to bust through barriers that have presented themselves in their lives, maybe their whole lives up until this point. So I'm excited for people to hear this interview, this podcast session with Justin, my guest. And I'm excited to hear what you take away. So rate, leave a rating, leave a comment. You know what you're thinking about this episode. And also, biggest questions what to think of as we're going through this. What are you focused on? Okay. And what are you doing to develop to achieve what you're focusing on? Something to think about. And now, without any further ado, here's the podcast. Thanks for listening. Enjoy. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Men Talk About podcast. I am your host, Paul Newell, the Eating Wellness Guide, helping men and others achieve a higher level of consciousness through development, inner work, and education. Really excited about this podcast today. Real excited about this podcast because we have a guest today that I hold in high regard, man. He's this guy's. I consider myself fortunate because I'm getting an opportunity to sit down with him as he's building, you know, before he blows up. So I'm getting while the stock is good. Really excited to sit down with Justin Foster today. He is a personal trainer and health and well-being guide, trainer coach for AS3 Athletics. I'm excited to connect with this gentleman today. Justin, before I even go on about you, man, I want to say hello to the people, man.
How are you guys doing? My name is Justin Foster, and I'm really excited to be on this podcast. I really feel as though it's overdue, but and everything is in due time.
Ashe, true indeed, man. Divine timing. Now let me give a little history how Justin and I connected, and want to give a thanks and gratitude. Lifetime, man, that's been a gift, man, because I met some powerfully influential people, or some real freaking dope souls at that spot, man, and Justin's one of them. And Justin's, he's a young guy, man. And he's a driven dude. I saw him working out at the gym, doing some really progressive things. And one of the things I always admire about him is that there's a look of intention, focus, and development about this man. And I find it really, really cool to see someone a person like him that's developing, that's open to listening, that's open to trying something new. And I think it's, I you know, for what my intention for this podcast about helping men and
having men and the masculine energy hear from other men about ways to develop, ways to educate, ways to do inner work. I think it's beneficial for people to hear your voice, Justin. So that's why I brought him on this podcast, damn it. And I'm excited to for us to talk to him. And before we even get into it, I want the people to get to know you a little bit, Justin. So can you talk to if your life, right, were a short, like a kid's book, right, up until this point, tell us a little story.
My life were a kid's book. Okay, so I was born in Brooklyn, New York. Then I moved to New Jersey when I was age 9. Moved to New Jersey, and that's when I feel as though I started to become who I am today. Due to the influences around me, and that could be neighbors, teachers, teammates, friends. And ever since I was younger, I feel as though I had a purpose, and I feel as though my parents felt as though I had a purpose as well. My parents always encouraged me to ask questions and always be curious. And I do think at one time people may have thought that I had ADHD, but
really?
My parents did not. Instead of diagnosing me with ADHD and medicating me, I feel as though they let me grow through what they've seen as a stage that has allowed me to become who I am today, which is still that little kid, Justin, who's very interested and loves learning and asking questions and curiosity and inquisitive.
Yeah, that's the word I was thinking of too, inquisitive. Yes, man. Okay, sorry to interrupt.
You're good. One thing that I noticed and that I actually learned was that by age 7, your theta waves in your brain begin to diminish, and your theta waves is what is responsible for creativity. And at age 7, that's when kids usually begin to lose their theta waves and become basically conform to societal norms, we can call it. And I feel as though that I never actually conformed, and I was able to keep my let's call it thoughts from my theta wave wavelengths, and I really feel as though it's benefiting me into my adult life.
So the theta waves, this is interesting, especially because today, I don't even know if I told everybody the topic, but the topic today is focus and development. And speaking on that theta waves and the creativity, knowing this, like at what age did you acknowledge or recognize about the theta waves in was there like an event that had you lack creativity? Like at what stage did you even acknowledge that this is possible, this creativity piece?
Well, to be honest, I feel as though I never lost it. Okay. And I felt like through my own experience that it was a norm. Like you shouldn't lose this because this is how I am. And for the longest, I thought everyone was the same way I was. But a lot of times when I was younger, I would be called weird or nerd. And you know how kids are. But I always felt like I was different. And people always obviously thought I was different because they would make fun of me for being so. But I actually learned about theta waves in a psychology class in my freshman year of college. So when I was 18, and I just basically put the clues together and I said, all this time, I wasn't really weird. I just never lost my thought process, my creative thought process, and the ability to think deep and think abstractly.
So this is really fascinating, man. So first of all, I was listening to this live before, and then we're talking about this word weird, and I really appreciate what you're saying here, and I think I want to pause here because This is an important piece to talk to on the development end, right, Justin? What you're saying, yes. What I'm hearing you say is, like, you've always explored, you've had the container to be curious, and you've always explored and asked questions, dove a little deeper, right? And I think it's really fascinating that creative spark, it can be, for first of all, the definition of weird is supernatural or uncanny. Okay. So I think it's really interesting, the supernatural, the creativity that you're bringing or that you acknowledge then, right? And in the development of Theta Waves, I get that. I'm hearing that piece. But what I want to dive into is the part of being different. And if for you, you know, from what I've heard you say, you played, you're an athlete, scholar. Can you talk to how you being creative and you being different has helped you excel in these different areas?
Yeah. So I feel as though being creative is a mindset, and knowing that you're creative, you can take it one step further. And I'm a firm believer that everything starts in the mind. And once you're able to, if you're able to believe it, you're able to achieve it. You just have to put in the effort. Yeah, I feel as though that physical reality is a manifestation of your thoughts. So with being creative, you can shift your, we're going to use the word focus. You can shift your focus in certain dynamics, no matter the sport, if it's in sports, school, reading, or any parameter of life. And you can put your own twist on it, your own unique twist on it, instead of conforming to what they may say you should do or what you should not do. So like in sports.
Yeah. Give us an example.
I would always kind
of. So like, first of all, hold
have
on.
My own
so just
style.
Make, so let's give the who, what, where, when, and why for people that are just like, this is their first time hearing from you. So like what sport level. Yeah. Okay, let's give that background while you, as you go into it, man.
So in high school, I played 2 years at Plainfield High School of Plainfield, New Jersey. My junior year, I transferred to Bound High School, which is in Bound, New Jersey. I played basketball, football, and track all 4 years. And I went on to King's College for college. And I was a four-year starter at cornerback at King's College. It's in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Cool.
So I always felt like I had my own style with, it could be technique, running, play calling or anything like that. I always felt like having a mental edge is is what can propel you above your competition. So like, for example, if we were playing cover two, or a lot of times I would study the receiver or whoever I would be guarding that week throughout the entire week, and then notice his patterns and the way he runs, what he does when he's going to run, let's say a curl or a fade or something like that. So
like tendencies you talk about, like, did you,
okay. Yeah. Yep. Tendencies. Okay. And I would notice his tendencies, and then I would try to slow the game down in my head and notice those tendencies in real time to try to get an edge. So stuff like that.
So like, so breaking it down from the focus perspective, like, so what is that mean? Like, are you envisioning this? Are you meditating on it? Like what type of focus are you, how, what does that focus look like in that type of scenario?
So I would say like throughout the week, it takes a lot of visualization. Okay. Because if anyone knows who Russell Wilson is, he speaks of highly of visualization and him going over plays in his head and going over situations in his head that he's already practiced in his head. So when the situation actually shows up, he's comfortable because he's already been through it mentally, which is actually something that I feel gives you a very large edge, because if you're mentally superior to a person that's just walking out and going through the motions in real time, and you have already played them through your head, you already have the edge. You have the confidence. You have the charisma. All of that.
Okay. Time here for the listeners. So this is important. This is very important. And I'm so happy that you brought this up. Because I think actually you sent me a podcast about this with the visioning and dreaming. And this is a gem, the visioning of things and the playing it through in the head. I think this is something that, like, even the pulling, this is timeless, this knowledge, right, Justin? And it's like still relaying it is helpful for people because there's power in this. And especially from a brainwave perspective, why people may be like, man, this some people may be like, that's crazy, man. Just thinking it, that's nuts. And when people can think through a scenario or envision how they want this or what may happen in the scenario, how it could play out. Like Justin mentioned something key. You said, Justin, about the tendencies. The tendencies, when I hear that, I'm hearing like looking at the intricacies and bringing more of a sensual experience to this. Like looking at the little things like, hey, even envisioning, what's the crowd sound like that day? What's this turf like?
Exactly.
Hey, what am I going to hear? Is there something I'm going to hear when I know he's going to make a cut? Bringing ourselves into that has our brain start to fire brainwaves. So when we're actually in the scenario, we can act on it rather than the brain and the body having to adjust to being in it for the first time. Is that in alignment with what you're, how you're doing the focus piece?
100%. And I would even go a step further and say that visualization is can be the seen as the first step is manifestation.
Tell me about that. What do you mean? Tell me more about that.
So everyone wants something. So, and you got that thought for a reason. You're thinking on that thought and you can meditate on that thought. How does, how, like you said, how is the crowd going to sound, for example, develop an emotional attachment. So I can say that, let's use a car, for example. I want a Lamborghini. You can say, what kind of Lamborghini do you want? What kind of rims do you want? What kind of interior do you want? What are the feelings that you're going to go through when you have this Lamborghini? Are you going to cry? What is it going to smell like? What is it going to feel like when you sit in it? What is the steering wheel going to feel like? And I feel as though developing those attachments and neural pathways towards that vision actually helps you create that reality. Granted that you're taking the necessary steps to achieve that goal.
See, this is, man, boy, thank you for that. Because as you were saying that, and as you explained, I was like, man, I'm so happy we're having this discussion. I'm having this discussion with you because the what you just said and bringing like the feel into it is one of the reasons I'm bringing this type of this topic to Men Talk About platform, because for men, my judgment and my experience is that we're conditioned in that box not to be free of feeling anything, like a robot.
Yeah.
So it's 100%. Like, oh well, okay, I must do this, and it's like feeling, man. Nah, I'm good, man. And the thing is like the emotions are one of or some of our more powerful emotions and feelings are powerful receptors. Because it's like they're there for a reason. We express them for a reason. It also helps us to align and attach to something.
Emotion is literally energy in motion.
Booyakashat. And there it is. Yep. So what? So by being free of that emotion, we lose out on a lot of ways that we can manifest. So this is important now for you and in what you're saying, like in how I'm hearing how you focus and you prepare. Like what is in your space in life right now? What is your focus? What or where is your focus?
What is my focus right now? Well, my main goal that I want to do, let's call it, and I don't even see it as a job because I really enjoy it. Is training professional athletes when it's all said and done. And I believe it will happen. I want to get into real estate. I want to have my own businesses. And I just really want to spread love throughout the world and be a philanthropist, be a humanitarian. And those are really my goals. I want to have some type of impact on the world. And like I texted you the other day, I really feel as though something's manifesting in my life that has to do with speaking. I do feel like I have a message to get across. And I'm really focused on just on being present and taking every day by day and acting as if the universe is rigged in my favor.
So, man, thank you for that. Because that's a great segue into development. That's like, because that's what I'm hearing you want to bring about, right?
Yes.
Now I'm going to ask a question again right now with where you are in your life and understanding the importance of focus. Where are you? Where is your focus in the, at this point in your life?
My focus at this point in my life is being present, being the best that I can, the best person that I can be day in and day out, and really just trying to improve 1% prior than the day before, and making sure that my habitual practices are propelling me towards my goal as opposed to holding me back from my goals. And I think it's benefiting me. I would say that it's benefiting me. My focuses are challenging myself physically, mentally, which a lot of people, I don't feel as though challenge themselves mentally, which can be that determining factor or the deal breaker in you being successful or not being successful. And like I said earlier, it all comes from your mind. So if you don't, you may work out your physical, but if you have no mind body connection and no focus behind achieving your goal, then
how can I'm glad you said that, because I think that's a very important lesson in all this, right? And in everything, like, it's the goal orientation. This is another, like, you know, ancient, the deans of personal development have been talking about the power of a goal. And I see, like, something that I'm asked, like, getting thinking about this, getting prepped for this call, like, thinking about focus. I was like, well, hold up, man. Like, I had to ask myself, what is my focus right now? And I found myself having a difficult time, Justin. I was like, damn, what? Hold on, wait. Huh? What? And then I was like, wait a second. What the hell does focus even mean? Yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, shit, man. That's why I was like, yo, this is the time we get to ask. So, like, and listen, if I'm, like, you know my vibe on this thing, this platform. If I'm going to put it out there, I'll put it out there. Somebody out there is going to benefit because they may be going through this at some point. So the question I have for myself, I'm like, hold up, man. Let me even ask what focus is. So the definition is the center of interest or activity. This is as a noun, by the way. And the state or quality of having or producing clear visual definition. Yeah. Because like now, like, and I had a feeling you would. That's why I have to make sure I read the two. So this is because this is bringing in what you were talking about before. The visual capabilities, even the importance of dreams, envisioning, you know,
dreams have meaning. A lot of people say that you remember the dreams that you remember have messages.
Yes, which
I do believe. No matter how scrambled the dream may feel, I do feel as though.
Yes, man. Agreed, man. Listen, I will agree with you all day on that one, man, because that is the truth. We may have to do it. We have to come back to that on another podcast. But the focus piece, I think, is important because when we're talking about, like, especially with the focus, we both discussed, like, the things that we can focus on, right? Like, we talked about, looking back on some of the notes here, you know, the having the mental edge you talked about. Everything begins in the mind, right? And if everything begins in the mind, it's important that I'm finding it's important to recognize and acknowledge what am I focusing on. And when I fail to do that, that's when I find that I get scattered, I get easily distracted, I get addicted, I attach and align myself to things that are counterproductive, destructive. So this piece is important, especially with which we're talking focus and development, is looking at what is the center of our interest and our activity. So this is like, because you talked about, like, okay, our own style of training pro athletes, real estate, being humanitarian. And I found myself, like, having a bunch of stuff too, Justin, right? And the question that I invite myself, and I'm inviting you and the people that are listening, is what's the center of our interest? Like, where are we centering our activities? Because when we fail to recognize that, that's when we get scattered and distracted. Follow what I'm saying?
I would definitely agree. If you have no clear... I saw a quote on Instagram the other day. It said, you cannot clear You cannot form a clear vision with a fogged mind.
Yes, brother. Yes, man. This is bringing up the power of meditation, which I got. I want to ask: do you have a meditation practice?
I actually started last week just to get into it, and then this week I did a 5-day sea moss fast, sea moss fruits and water. And this week was the clearest and my mind has ever been in my life, to the point where I can close my eyes and there was no noise and I could focus on whatever I wanted. And ironically enough, this week, every day this week, I either woke up 555. 444.
Here you go again with the numbers.
Every single day this week.
No, Justin, you got, listen, man, real quick, you got to share that story when you're about to take that your level up.
Okay, so
it was like February.
This was okay. So let's call it February. So in February, I had an option to work at Lifetime Fitness, which I really, really, really wanted to work at. And then as soon as I committed to working at Lifetime and handed in my job application, I was offered a sports performance coaching job at AS3 Athletics. And I was really having a difficult time choosing which way to go. And a lot of times your intuitive thought will tell you to go one way or the other. But for some reason in this situation, I didn't have any intuition regarding which way I should go. I asked around to numerous people what they think I should do. Got numerous opinions, which I knew was going to happen. Ultimately, I ended up taking the sports performance job, which I'm grateful that I did, although working at Lifetime wouldn't have been bad in itself. Then I remember one day I was telling Paul that I'm feeling like my energy was feeling very high, and I felt like I was aligned with my purpose. And I was telling him, in the middle of me telling him, I said, whenever I speak about it, whenever I think about it, speak about it or anything, and I look at the time, the time is a double digit. So 3-3-3, 12-12. And then I looked Paul in his face. I said, matter of fact, what time is it right now? He looks down at his watch and it's 12-12.
Yeah,
we just laugh. And
Alignment. So disbelief. Listen, so for people that they're like, what the heck are these cats talking about? Listen, if you find yourself seeing patterns of numbers, listen, look, stop for a second, pause, take a breath, look at your life situation, whatever's going on. Like whatever you were thinking about, you're in alignment. Look up the number. It's got meaning. Okay? Stop BSing like this ain't woo-woo. This is real. This is energy that's outside of yourself. That's like, yo, man, hey, tap on your shoulder, letting you know. Yawn, the portal's open. Shoot.
But what I tell people a lot of times is that chances are you won't notice these numbers or acknowledge these numbers if your mind is not on that frequency.
True.
If your mind is not on that frequency, you won't be able to accept it for what it is. You'll kind of just be like, okay, it's 333 for the third day in a row, and I caught it. That doesn't mean anything, but there's no such thing as coincidence.
Yep.
Coincidence
truth,
does not exist.
Truth, man. So listen. So coming back to you've been seeing numbers now, right? You were talking about that, like, so you're in alignment again. So your focus, like, whatever your focus is, whenever you determine, like, okay, you get to the root of it, like, you're in alignment because you're seeing the numbers you were saying, right? So,
yes.
Now taking and also you're saying you're picking up a meditation practice. Very nice job. I see that you were doing your sea moss fast too. My question is, what prompted you to pick up the meditation practice, do this fast? What was it? If you're open to sharing, like, what was it for you that prompted you to do these things?
I felt like this whole quarantine situation was happening for a reason. And I'm one of those people who are still lucky enough to be able to work out because I have a gym in my home. But along as working out physically, I wanted to challenge myself mentally. So I developed a pattern of reading 40 pages a day, every day. And I developed it in the same sequence every day. So I would wake up, have tea, drink water, have a shake, read my 40 pages, go work out, and so on and so forth. And I really felt as though developing that mental pattern and challenging myself mentally in a time that's already challenging mentally is something that I needed to do, because I know that it will have a benefit in the long run.
Go ahead. After you, go ahead.
And a lot of people, what'd you say? I told a lot of people I wasn't eating for a week, and everyone looked at me like I was crazy. But at the end of the day, I knew why I was doing it, and I knew that it was beneficial.
So, did you when you set out to do this, did you have did you have an intention or an end game in mind, or was it more a journey? What was it for you, the benefit possible?
I would say sharpen my mental and mental clarity, and just to. I'm going to say something that a lot of people aren't going to really know, but to clear out my second brain, which is my digestive system, and to basically re-energize myself and start over.
Well, well, well. And it was right around Easter, the resurrection. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, yeah, man, it's seasonal, man. Everything's seasonal. But I'm learning as I'm getting older. I'm like, oh, jump. Like, people are like, oh, why am I learning this lesson again? Like, no, actually, you're learning a different tint of the lesson. Okay, it's a sacred spiral. Mm-hmm. Like a helix, right? Which is also, by the way, the symbol of resiliency. Mm-hmm. Just learned this too. Interesting. So, you know, you're saying some things right now because, like, especially when we talk about development, and this just took a turn that I'm so happy that it did, because when you're talking about clearing out and clearing things out, restarting, sharpening the mental, and then you talk about the second brain. Tell me more about, like, from your experience so far, and I know you just I'm hearing you just getting started with this. Oh, was it? Oh, so
I'm actually,
oh, so
cool. Today was actually the last day.
Okay, got you.
I broke the fast.
So if you're open to it, man, like, I'm curious to know what, like, for you to clear out your second brain, what's been the pros of what you've experienced, and then what have been the cons?
Okay. To be honest, I'm going to go with the cons first. I would say that there weren't really many cons, I would say. But I think that it's subjective, because a fast is exactly what it is. It's not eating. So that is difficult. And you're basically depriving your body of.
So wait, you didn't eat at all. Se, but, so and how many days was this?
I'll no solids.
What, 6 days? I started Sunday, 5 days?
And I finished today. So what's that?
Okay. And so you, it was all water and sea moss.
Water, sea moss, and fruits. And none of that after
8 p.m. Fruits. And nothing after 8 p.m. So as soon as you woke up, you could have your juices and everything like this. No solid food. Just
yes. So okay. I tried to get in.
And the fruit.
No solid foods.
Okay.
I tried to get 3 shakes in a day.
Listen, man, is this in your program?
It's okay, not,
I didn't want to freaking just put out some proprietary stuff out here and be like, yo, hold up, man. Yo, you better check his program out if you want the rest.
No,
listen, man. Listen. So, no, I think this is important, man, because you and I spoke when I did my fast. Bless up to my man Omar Jones, because he was the one who really put me on this. He's been chirping in my ear, Justin, for freaking 10 years since I've known this cat. He was like, yo, man, pardon me, you need to get on this fast. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man, whatever. Yeah, he is, man.
That's an amazing friend.
So he was like, so when I finally ended up doing it, I'm like, yo, man, this is the serious, and this is the truth. And I found that my focus, my clarity was on a whole other level in my mental functions, but also in my organic function, as far as like what my body wanted, what it was in tune with. It was freaking spectacular, man. So like, so, okay. So what I'm hearing you say is a cons, like it's a fast. Got it. Any other con that you could think of?
Okay. So last night, so today was basically, it felt like Christmas to me because although I was not hungry,
what did you eat?
I just wanted to eat so bad. Well, this morning I woke up, I had 12 whole grain bread, two slices with avocado spread and alfalfa.
Okay, so you eased into it. Nice. You had some healthy stuff. Pepper. Good. Okay, cool. Nice.
Yeah, I eased into it. I haven't, and to be honest, I'm not even hungry. I think I feel as though my body's used to not eating right now. This was at 8 o'clock this morning, and I still haven't eaten again.
Interesting.
But what the pros are, I would say, clearing out your digestive tract, remineralizing your body via the sea moss, mental clarity, and I would say focus. It almost seems as though you have laser-like focus. The first day that I didn't eat, I didn't go to sleep till like maybe 5 a.m. And I woke up at 6 a.m. prior to. And I was wired. I felt like I was on drugs.
Can you hear me?
I was just up.
Okay, awesome.
And I couldn't go to sleep. Everything that I wanted to do. Yes, I can hear you. I just felt extremely focused. And I feel like I was moving instinctively through my focus. So it wasn't really much thinking behind the actions I was partaking in. But it was just more so, okay, we're going to do this. And my body was kind of on autopilot.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. So like, how were you, are you going to modify your diet after doing this or no?
So I'm pescatarian. I eat fish maybe once or twice a week. So no, I probably won't. But I am going to do a 5-day fast once a month because I do love the feeling. So in May, I'm going to skip May because I kind of messed up and started in the middle because I did it sporadically, spontaneously, I should say. And so I'm going to skip May.
Kicking in the gym. Okay. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now, with this clarity now, right, with now your body cleaned out, second brain cleaned out, like is there a way you're directing like what you've just harnessed? Like, are you like, as far as like your development into, training pro athletes and real estate and being a humanitarian, like are there, like now that you've developed and you've cleaned it out, like, is there like how, I'm curious to know how you leverage like what you've done with your body and mind to action into the world.
So what I've done is just, I feel like I just increased my focus just a little, not too much to the point where it's hindering me mentally. But, like today was the first day I got to break my fast. So I'm going to take a mental and physical break.
Yeah. I know you're going to work out, man. You do that shit. You're like, yo, I'm not going to work out.
I'm probably going to work out.
On the endo board, like doing shoulder press with 50 pounds each. I'm like, I thought you weren't working out today. Blessings, man. That's what's up, man. Yo, listen, I think this is interesting because, and that's why I appreciate what I see you doing is that there's I notice in your training is that like you have your heavy days. You do a lot. There's load and there's a lot of repetition. Like there's a lot of reps I see you doing, and a lot of bodyweight stuff and balance stuff. And I see you stretching and doing these things. And like from a focus and development standpoint, I'm curious to know or curious to hear your thoughts on exercise or movement's importance in life development.
The importance of movement in life development. I would say exercising and moving helps to develop a mind-body connection. So instead of your body just being your body and you feeling as though your mind is detached from your body, you create a relationship between both. And that's why when you see me in the gym, you see me basically, to other people it may look random, but I'm doing what my body feels like it wants to do that day. So, and I feel as though that comes from
how does that play into everyday life, being able to have that connection from your perspective?
Everything has transferable skills to life. So you can play football, you can play basketball, tennis. Those skills that you may learn in those sports are transferable to life. So resilience, being tough, being strong, things like that. And I feel like in life you need those skills as well. And you can develop more of an intuition on how your body may feel in certain situations if you practice it.
I see. So it's like what I'm hearing you say too is like adding in multiple variables. It prepares you for the variables in life. Interesting.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I agree. I agree with what you're saying, man.
Challenging yourself.
I think it's very important, and it's you know, I'm speaking more to the older crowd, older in this case, really mid 40s and up, because that's my age range right now. You know, there's conditions that can come up physically, pains, patterns. And I think it's important that I think there's a stigmatism, Justin, with exercise routine. And I think it's important for people to recognize that movement is a key thing, regardless of how much you move. Like, move. Like, my hips are killing me most of the time, and I'm moving or standing or like walking, but even if it's sometimes with a cane. Like, all right, yo, I'm gonna keep moving, because that right there is the key to development of life. I think it's very interesting that I see, like, that's one of the things I love about being a trainer, Justin, is being able to be in that type of environment and watch people's patterns and actions. Like, the stuff that they regularly do, how often are they regularly doing it? Like, wow, I wonder if they recognize that their brain actually, their brain and body are on autopilot. They lost benefit about 3 months ago.
Yeah, you
don't even notice that piece.
You're stuck in a pattern, and right? You don't even notice it.
And I teach, I was teaching animal flow, and I love to see people light up because they were able to do things that they had yet to recognize they could do. Like crawling, balance, movement.
And to be honest, that's perspective. Because if you don't have the perspective and the mind to even think that you're supposed to be moving in that direction, or to think that you could do something that you've never even seen, it's like,
well, see, how could you know to back, do that if comes, you don't know to do that? This almost comes full circle to where we started, right? Like, what your journey's been about being different, being creative. And this is important, especially when this recording is happening. We're in the quarantine with the coronavirus and things are happening in our society. There's a lot of uncertainty right now. And I think that being able to be different and be creative are imperative at this time, because being stuck in a pattern is absolutely useless right now, because we don't know what pattern we're supposed to settle into.
Especially if it's a pattern that's precisely not supporting your focus or your goals.
And there again, where's the focus? So this is something, because, man, this is – oh, damn. Oh, man. So I got to ask a question before we start to wrap this thing up, which I think is going to be important, is What is your suggestion? If you had one suggestion for people to support them in stepping in, out of their comfort zone, and to be more of that creative weirdo, they're stepping to their inner creative weirdo. What suggestion would you give people? What the hell does that mean?
I would say to develop perspective, because developing perspective will allow you to see things from different angles and different views. And it's basically stretching your mind, removing the governor off of your mind, allowing you to be a limitless thinker and shift your paradigm. Your paradigm is how you think, what you know to be true, what you know to be relative facts, mean facts, or what you know to be false. So develop perspective, read books that may not really interest you, because it'll expand your mind. Do things that may not interest you, try new things, and just be open to change, be receptive, be open, things like that. And I would say, show gratitude. Showing gratitude for every day, you should try to show gratitude for things that you're thankful for. Three to five things. Maybe five may be too much now, but work up to five. Start at three. Even if you're starting at two, work up to five eventually. And just shift your focus. And one thing that I like to do is I like to analyze myself from a third person. So I would say, like, I started writing a journal and, the way that I write in the journal is from my soul speaking to myself.
That's dope.
And I found that is the best way that I can be honest with, that I can be honest with myself, because a lot of times people won't be honest with themselves because their ego is in the way. But I feel as though allowing yourself to, let's say your mental speaking to your physical, allows you to be honest, because in your head, you now have separated and created two different entities, even though they're really one.
Wow. Yeah. Good shit. Good shit.
What I would say is just,
good
change
shit,
your thinking.
Yeah.
Be open. Yep, be receptive. I'm with that.
Yes. Yes, man. All right. So man, so happy we got this time. The first of many. Dude, yeah, I'm excited. I've been considering all my guests that I've had on the show, like, they're in the academy. The Men Talk About Academy. It's like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. So blessings, welcome. Welcome, brother. Thank you.
That's so dope.
Listen, let's get to some of the who, what, where,
thank
when,
you,
and why.
Thank
let's
you.
Tell the listeners how they can reach you, how they can get in contact with you, and what you're doing right now, like programs or anything that you have. So get that time. Let's talk to that. And then I have one other thing I want to ask you.
Okay, cool. So I'm currently on Instagram. You guys can follow me at leader_AS3. That's LEADER_AS3. To help out those of you who do not have a gym and, in these times, I went on and created a 3-week quarantine body weight program. It's no equipment needed and you don't need much time. I developed it to help burn fat, build muscle, and gain cardiovascular endurance. It's no more than 45 minutes, but you will burn up to 600 calories. And I also went on and created a diet plan that, when paired with the quarantine body weight program, can yield amazing results. If you guys are interested, you guys can shoot me a text for those of you who may have my number, or shoot me a DM on Instagram, and I'll send that right over to you guys. It is $20, which you're getting two programs for $20,
yeah,
which
shit,
is really just $1 a day. So damn near $1 a day. So yeah, you guys can follow me, leader_AS3.
Just to get some clarity, it's best for them to DM you or call you. DM on leader
DM
underscore
DM, yes.
AS3, right? Okay, Alpha Sam
Leader three. Underscore
okay,
gotcha. ASD.
Okay, freshness. Yes, yes. All right, cool. So something I ask all my guests, based on what we talked about today, everything we talked about, you know, we wanted to shape it around focus and development. We may have done that for some. We may have not for we you know, maybe not for others. Oh, what's that? Yeah,
we bounced around a little bit.
I consider that that's where spirit takes us, man. We get to have that conversation. It's going to benefit some, not others. Hey, it's out there. So listen, I want you to, for the next 90 seconds, I give all my guests 90 seconds. Some takes less, some take more. Give what you want the people, you know, express what you want the people to remember, what you want them to take away from what we covered today.
I would say it all starts in the mind. Once you realize that your mind is the creator of your reality, that's when your world can start to change. And with that being said, sharpen your mind and the rest shall follow. Sharpen your mind, the rest shall follow, and develop perspective, because with perspective, like sharpening your mind, the rest will follow. And that's basically it. Just expand your mind. Don't be scared to try new things. Because with new things,
for sure,
bring new experiences, bring growth. Don't be scared to be uncomfortable because you will never be 100% ready through anything. So you might as well just go. Even if you feel as though you're 100% ready, chances are you're not. Practice visualization for the goals that you want. Practice manifestation and focus. The things that you're seeing, if you're catching times, go ahead and look those times up. They may have meaning in your life. They may or may not have meaning in your life, but nothing is a coincidence.
Yeah, buddy. Yes, indeed, man. Blessings, Justin. Thank you so much for being involved, being on this podcast, having truth, authentic conversation, man. Blessings. I'm happy this is out there, man. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I admire you. People, follow this man. Follow this man. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'm grateful for you all, too. Thank you for listening in and sharing, leaving comments. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Leave comments. Leave ratings. Let me know some things you want to hear so we can bring it. We can have some more men that come in, because, again, this podcast is about men's development, men's inner work, men's education, lifting men, lifting the masculine energy to higher planes, a more conscious level. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. See you on the next episode. Blessings, Justin. Peace.
Thank you.